May 3rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I have chosen these times to bring you closer to me. I desire you know how much I love you. That is why I have imparted to you my patriarchal blessing. No other generation or location has been privileged to receive it. Now make the most of it. Regard me as a loving father. Do not fear me as a stern judge. Instead, fear your sins, which stir up my wrath. Desire to please me. I am on your side, and so much desire your salvation. Be responsible for where you stand in my eyes. Do not waste the present moments I give to you by placing any false god ahead of me. Of course, I speak of worldly values, wealth, reputation, power. All that the world holds dear must not capture your adoration. No matter what man thinks of you, be faithful, loving, and loyal to me. These times are evil and encourage evil. Be careful what and who you support. Pray that you may be wise. Do not trust in that which you are not sure of. Prayer will lead you in wisdom." A note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, 6 through 10. "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing merciful love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." Another note is given to read Sirach chapter 5, 4 through 7. "Do not say, 'I sinned, and what happened to me?' For the Most High is slow to anger. Do not be so confident of atonement that you add sin to sin. Do not say, 'His mercy is great. He will forgive the multitude of my sins.' For both mercy and wrath are with him, and his anger rests on sinners. Do not delay to turn to the Lord, nor postpone it from day to day. For suddenly the wrath of the Lord will go forth, and at the time of punishment you will perish." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.